You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome back onto the next edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. My name is Brad. We've got the coach, Lindsay Parry, with us once again. Lindsay, nice to catch up.
Yep, it's been a little while, so it's always good to hear your voice.
Lindsay, a question in from Jack. Was posted in the forums on the Coach Parry Online Training Club. And Jack's been struggling a little bit. He says his training's going well. From a training perspective, those pieces are falling into place quite nicely. He says he does have one concern at this stage, though, and that is black toenails. He ran his first marathon in a pair of ASICS Nimbus 21s and got blue nails. Changed to the ASICS Cumulus 20 due to personal reasons, and the nails are blue and black once again. He used different ways to lace the shoes. Also, the same problem. What other advice could you give him from getting these black and blue toenails?
Yeah, so black toenails or runner's toes essentially come from one of two places. It's either that the toes are banging into the front of the shoe, which is actually not the most common cause, or that the nails are catching on your socks or the top of the shoe. That is the more common of those reasons, and typically that is from either having toenails that are too long. So we really, when we're doing distance running, need to keep them short. And before you run any race, you should, even if you've recently cut your toenails, before you run a race, you should cut them and file them so that you don't have hooky little pieces sticking off the top of them so that they can just repeatedly catch. That is obviously the one cause and treatment. If it's a persistent and of course, therefore, having shoes that are slightly too small would make it more likely to catch both on the front and to catch the top of the shoes. Similarly, having shoes that are way too big, and there are shoes that have got quite wide toe boxes, and from time to time shoes change models slightly each year. So having a very roomy toe box can also lead to lots of movement, both sideways and back and forward, and that can in turn also cause those nails to be catching on socks and or the top of the shoe, which would lead to blue toenails. So we can make sure we've got short filed nails before we do any runs in excess of 30Ks, and certainly any races, particularly like a marathon distance, and you can also cut your shoes. So I know that sounds like sacrilege when we're paying as much as we do for shoes, but you can actually cut a little sesamoid into the top of the shoe and your nail will stop catching, and that should put paid to blue nails.
Sesamoid, is that another word for a sunroof, Lindsay?
It's essentially, yeah, and it's like I can't show them because this is audio, but it's kind of like a machine peeled carrot, you know. So it's not quite a rectangle and it's not quite an oval, it's somewhere in between.
Your life is way different to mine. A machine peeled carrot. I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. We look forward to catching up with you again soon. Don't forget, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast in your favorite podcast player, please do, and leave us a rating and a review as well. Every single month we're giving away 3 months access to the Coach Parry Online Training Club, and it's time to announce another winner. And this one was left by Ishawi Novice, saying, "This is where to find all the running info you need. All questions, no matter how random or relevant, are answered in these podcasts. It's broken down into short episodes which allow you to digest and learn learn one element at a time. Can't speak more highly of this team." Ishawi Novice, thank you very much. You can pop us an email, support@coachparry.com, and we'll sort you out with that 3 month access. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't left us a review yet, please do, and we look forward to catching up again next time. Cheers. Hey, it's Brad here again. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, don't forget to save your seat in our upcoming Comrades Marathon training webinar. You can head over to coachparry.com/webinar for all the details. And if you've got a question that you need help with, or if you'd like to run as well as we know you can head over to coachparry.com/ask.